And we're back, everyone. This is Franco Premier League show with episode 14 of season 2, probably the season finale. This one is a special episode for the Champions League final, and I have a new guest with me, and I've been actually trying to get you on the podcast for a long time. He's a City fan. No, I'm not going to hold that against him. Farouk, who are you?
Basically, I'm Farouk. I started supporting City. As you, from my name, it probably shows that I'm living back in Egypt. A couple of years ago, the Premier League used to be broadcasted on Egyptian television. So I decided to give it a try. I used to support Barcelona as a kid, but and Al Ahly, of course. But I decided to give the Premier League a try. When I watched it back then, I really liked three teams, which were Manchester City, Newcastle, and Arsenal, which is totally random because Manchester United was dominating back then. So basically, I decided to go with City. Yes, exactly. I decided to go with City. And since then, I started following them. Mancini, with everything. I really liked it, to be honest. And the Aguero scenario was... يخلي أي حد يحب City بصراحة.
The Aguero moment.
Then,
yeah, for sure.
No, the Aguero moment, exactly. Since then, I started supporting City. I never took football professionally. I study engineering Well, I'm a kickboxing athlete, kung fu. Football, is just a hobby, كده.
And this is actually one of the main reasons why I have so much respect for you, because I'm an amateur boxing fighter as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's great to meet another fighter from any sport, to be honest.
Yeah, it's you know, nothing but total respect for you and what you do, and especially like continuing to do so, because. It's and you know this being a fighter, it's not about falling down, because you will fall down regardless. It's about getting back up and
exactly
and it's a really really tough part of not even just in the sport but in real life also.
Yes, I agree with you, David. Aslan, Fikra, basically when you get a blow and you fall down, you literally like fall down. You get a real blow. It's not a metaphor. You really get a hard blow.
You get
that
rocked.
Can hurt.
Yeah, especially if you get one in the temple.
Exactly.
You're,
especially
you're challenging every single nerve in your body to try to recover that.
Exactly. Actually, and in these sports, in football they say في الكرة في مصر. الجون بيجي في ثانية
بالظبط.
The goal can be scored within a second. I believe أصلاً بس the goal with the score can be scored within a second, بس you can get back up وترجع وترد the goal. I can score another one. I can help. But in martial arts, when you get knocked out, it's really hard to stand up again.
Yes, exactly.
Your head is not straight. You feel most of your power. Your brain is focusing on the pain rather than hitting back. So it's a really hard sport.
Even breathing is hard because you're breathing even deeper to try to recover that pain.
Exactly.
And recover
exactly.
Oxygen.
Exactly. You feel like you want to throw up and a lot of stuff. So it's a really tough sport, but a really fun one. You never get bored.
Yeah, you never get bored, and I feel like it's more of like life presentation. I feel like people who are fighters tend to have less mental issues.
Yes, exactly.
They know how to deal better with life because they've seen it in the ring. They've seen it in the octagon.
Exactly. Moments of hope and moments of despair, everything.
So, and like again... Total respect for you, Farouk.
Thank you, David.
And before we get on to this episode, we talk tactics and we talk analysis. I want to ask you something.
Sure.
You're in a Champions League final for the first time ever. How do you feel?
It's like goosebumps, and you're afraid of at the same time. You can't sleep. Yani, basically, you're talking from the USA. I'm talking here in Egypt. It's 3:20 a.m. I guess.
It's 9:30 here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still up, you know, and I'm reading news, excited, afraid. You keep seeing, you keep Googling the shit every now and then. You keep watching the players. You don't know what to do, actually. It's really interesting. And you're so happy, but really afraid at the same time. So it's butterflies in my stomach. And I really hope we could get this time.
Is it more excitement or nervousness or litnain?
Excitement. As a person, mm-hmm. I like to enjoy big events. So
exactly.
This is one huge event for me. So you know, you gotta prepare here in Egypt. You know, I gotta bring some drinks, some crackers, and some snacks.
Nice.
To enjoy this moment. I had a friend of mine. On Champions League nights, we used to gather at his home. He lives alone. We used to gather at his home with another friend, and everyone brings something. You know, someone brings the drinks, someone brings the snacks, someone brings the dessert, and we stay and have a whole Champions League night. Imagine this being the Champions League final, not the group stage. So it's something huge.
It is indeed. And like one major con of living in the United States, and I even live in on the East Coast. It's probably even worse on the West Coast. Is that games are so early. Like, and this is why this is a shout out for Premier League fans in the United States, because we get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to find out the starting lineup for some games.
Whoa! That's way too early.
6 o'clock in the morning.
It goes both ways here for the UFC and MMA fans. Gotta stay up
and NBA. Most events are in Dubai and Qatar now. So
yes,
due to COVID.
But shout out, Fallon, to Premier League fans all over the USA. And cheers to you guys.
It's even worse on the West Coast. People have to wake up at 3 or 2 a.m. to watch some games right before they go to work.
Here in Egypt, we stay up till 2 or 3 a.m. No, just like right now.
So, inta متحمس, inta, do you think...
أنا متحمس, حاسس إن في حاجة كبيرة بكرة كده, مش هينفع تعدي
كده. Exactly. And I've been there before. And I can tell you, in the first time I have witnessed it, but I was a little kid, so طبعاً I didn't understand much. And back then, everyone was a Man United fan because of Ronaldo, right?
Of course.
I've stayed a Chelsea fan my entire life. I've seen people go through the cycles of being a United fan and then being a Real Madrid fan, then being a Liverpool fan. Right now, I've seen all these cycles, like growing up in Egypt. Come on, I've been the usual mockery in madrasa.
Yes, I know. supports Chelsea.
بالضبط كده. Chelsea mean, حد يتفرج على الفرقة دي.
And then you went through the cycle where everyone supports Chelsea because of Salah.
بس هما فانا لعبش في الآخر وكله كره صلاح بعدها. كله كره تشيلسي بعدها.
نزل صلاح.
بالظبط. أيام وسخة. حاجة بجد تقرف يعني. فأنا I've been there before. And I know exactly how you feel. بس it's different.
First Champions League.
Exactly.
يعني.
It's different برضو. When you go there being a little kid and you're just excited for the events and being actually a grown man and witnessing that, knowing how tough that road was. I'm seeing both teams and I know the draw in the round of in the quarterfinals played for Chelsea a big favor, but it wasn't it wasn't by any means easy for those two teams to get to the final.
No, على فكرة I don't believe
بالظبط.
I don't believe that easy draws help you win the Champions League at all.
They could play a factor. They could play
they
a factor.
They could play a factor. They could play a factor. They get you to some, let me tell you, to some advanced level, like in winning the Champions League. No, it takes hard work. But it can take you to the semi-final or so.
It can take بالظبط. And that's why we've seen really, really, really successful teams never win the Champions League.
Yeah, exactly.
City and Arsenal being the big, big two examples. And Chelsea before 2012 and PSG. You know, all these teams were really, really, really successful teams, had really successful seasons. But still, exactly. when it came down to that Champions League campaign, they couldn't hack it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why Real Madrid in three seasons, they were great. They did something no one ever
will be able to do.
Exactly. They literally hacked the Champions League over 3 years.
And it really shows the brilliance of that squad and the brilliance of Zidane's management. I know Zidane just left Real Madrid, but it just shows when you have a player like Ronaldo, everything is possible.
Exactly. Also, Ronaldo is a good coach who knows how to get the best out of the squad that he has, a realistic one.
Yep. And big example, Madak and Portugal, how they won the Euros.
Exactly. Yeah, Ronaldo was reaching his best days, also.
Mm-hmm. And he got injured in the final, and they still won it.
Exactly, and people have been, other clubs have been trying to copy the Zidane experience.
It is ever since, and it's been nothing but failure so far.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think only if you want to say maybe Solskjaer, but Solskjaer assistant. It was not an experience. Solskjaer has been دوري في النرويج. Solskjaer درب أولاند. Solskjaer مدرب قبل ما يجي يونايتد. هو already had experience.
Exactly. بس أنا شايف إن برضو الإكسبيرينس الحلوة بتاعت لامبرت برضو.
لامبرت فشل ذريع.
As a start, هو ابتدى يبوش شوية كده. ساعات أنت بتحتاج حد. He gives us the first push, but he can't run it. يعني even حتى in real life, في businesses بيجيب حد بس يدي the first push ويمشي. ما يقدرش هو يرن المكان.
لأن when they tried to keep it going, it was harming it. And especially Chelsea board, they're very trigger happy. They're very low. And that's their track record. They got 15 managers in the last 13 years. It's a ridiculous record, something like that. And right now, I don't know if you know this or no, but in the three Champions League finals we've reached so far, it's by interim managers.
Yes. We got,
and 2008 was Avram Grant. 2012 it was Di Matteo. والسنه دي توخل. كلهم interim managers that didn't start the season.
ايوه بالظبط.
It's just funny.
بس جاوا في حالة طوارئ وجعلوا أوروبا كلها في
حالة طوارئ. طب تعال نتكلم في predicted lineup. في predicted lineup. How do you see Guardiola lining up his team? And I know you're the City expert. You've watched a lot of City minutes this season, so you can go ahead and we can talk about the selection.
I hope so. علشان usually the problem with Pep. That he used to do ridiculous lineups in the crucial stages of the Champions League. But I guess this season he learned from his mistake and he'll settle with the lineup he has been playing with. Yeah, and some minor changes. But I think Ederson will start. Akid, Walker as a back right. Naam?
There's no way Stefan is going to start.
No, exactly. Walker, Stones and Ruben Dias. Okay, in the left back position, it's going to be a bit tricky. Sometimes he relies on Cancelo, and sometimes he relies on Zinchenko. But so I think he'll start with Zinchenko.
That's my guess too. Yep.
Yes. بالنسبة للميدفيلد بقى, أتوقع غالبا رودري وغوندوغان و برناردو سيلفا.
Yep, I agree too.
طب I guess لو, so. لو, الكلام لو, ده لو جوندو كان فت.
بالظبط لو جوندو كان مش فت والريبورتس اللي احنا بنقراها صح وان هو مصاب, مين كان فيلين هي شوز؟
ما نقدرش نقول فيلينج ان هيز شوز, بس هي فيلت ذا جاب. يعني اتوقع ممكن يحط فرناندينيو
ريستارت ودينيو على طول.
يا اما بقى يعني في حل ممكن يعمله بقى يعني, بس نوت ريكومندد بقى ان هو ياخد حد من الباكات يحطه في نص الملعب. يعني
بيعمل الحركه دي
It's very unlikely يعني, بس I guess he'll start with Fernandinho رافي حاجة.
يعني انت شايف بس Gundogan usually offers that offensive, you know,
the offensive touch, the ferociousness.
You think Fernandinho يعوض ده ولا Fernandinho more of في كده يبقى البريشر كله على سيلفا؟
انا فرناندينيو خلي بالك بقى في نقطه تانية, احنا بنتكلم في predicted lineups. خلي بالك انت بتلعب تشيلسي اللي هتلعب they're gonna play with Kante needs someone with high work rates to keep up with, and Gundogan's fitness is not يعني خالص by all means نص Kante حتى. فاي ثينك فرناندينيو ممكن you have a role شويه keeping up with Fernandinho with Kante's strength, فهمني بقى في كده زي physical fight في نص الملعب.
هو كمان هي لو انتوا لعبتوا جوندوان كمان لازم يعني بجد هيبقى صعب, ماتش هيبقى صعب من غير جوندوان, لان انت most likely he will play Kovacic برضه, فهو هيلعب كانتي وكوفاتشيتش الاثنين well balanced جدا, الاثنين very energetic midfielders, they offer exactly. so much energy. فانت if you're outplayed في نص الملعب that could really hurt City. فانا
exactly.
I was actually gonna say Gundogan is essential. يعني ممكن بقى انا I would say انه يفكوا من الحنياك ان هو يلعب فودن وينج. هل مثلا فودن ممكن يسقط ورا ويلعب حد تاني وينج, ولا فودن لازم يلعب
فودن ورا ده فعلا؟ بس ممكن بقى يعمل حاجة تانية, ممكن يطلع فودن وينج ويخليه يروح ويرجع, لان هو جاي خلي بقى جوارديولا بيلعب اخر ماتش في السيزن ما عندوش مشكلة يحرق اللعيبة. فاتوقع ان فودن ممكن يروح ويرجع,
فودن
هو جاي يلعب بدبروين قدام بدبروين ومحرز وفودن. يعني أنا أتوقع أنه هو هيلعب قدام بدبروين ومحرز وفودن. وآي ثينك جوارديولا بقى ديس جيم هيطلع بكله ويرجع بكله, مش هيسيب حد قدام لوحده, علشان الورك ريت بتاع تشيلسي ميدفيلدرز من أخطر الحاجات اللي في الحياة,
بالذات في ال 3-4-3 formation دي.
I think that
3-4-3 formation it didn't just give insurance to the back line as much as ان هي امنت نص الملعب على الباك لاين, فاهمني؟
exactly.
one of the significant
we both
things.
know يعني Chelsea's defense is weak بصراحة to be honest. يعني
it's not that much to brag about خالص يعني.
بالظبط. لكن الميد فيلد عندك بتاع تشيلسي, ميد فيلد بتاع تشيلسي لو معاه يعني لو الديفنس في نفس الليفل تشيلسي هتبقى من اخطر تيمز في البريمير ليج.
انا اي ثينك كمان يعني احنا دلوقتي باصين قبل دي نقطه اوف توبيك يعني, بس انا ويل جو باك تو ات يعني ان حاسس ان يعني لو سالت جوارديولا نيكست سيزون هوز يور دايركت رايفل هيقول لك تشيلسي الموسم اللي جاي. if Chelsea makes the right buys I think we can, طبعا City if they even get Harry Kane it would be a fucking nightmare for every single person in the Premier League. بس
exactly بس Guardiola doesn't prefer طبيعة strikers like Harry Kane.
بس when Harry Kane is available and you can buy him you go for Harry Kane.
I think he'll fucking love him.
Yeah, so you go for Harry Kane if the opportunity arises.
طب
انت شايف لو جوندوان مش فيه فودن يسقط لورا ويلعب مثلا ستيرلينج وينج هل ده يبقى solution ليه؟
يعني it's a viable one يعني, بس مش هيكون the best لأن Sterling is a really bad finisher. يعني لو هو بدأ بستيرلينج
can't be worse than us bro.
No, but Sterling finishes يعني like a headless chicken. He runs like a headless chicken.
You didn't watch Werner.
No, I saw Werner. I saw Werner from Real Madrid بالذات. I don't know what happened to him بصراحة.
أنا I think Tuchel will try to mimic that Real Madrid squad, the one that he played Real Madrid with as much as he could. لأن I feel it hit Real Madrid really where it hurts as a bullseye. And he's the thing, and I feel we're gonna drift off to the other point, but one of like the kind of teams that hurt City this season were teams like Chelsea and United, and the teams that know how to counterattack, knows how to get out of the press by long passes,
passing in the back of the defenders.
That's the most dangerous
weapon anyone could use against City.
We know how to sit deep, but the fikra, this tactic is so risky when you're playing against someone like De Bruyne in the limit. نص فرصة يقدر يجيب جون.
Exactly, فعلا ده حقيقي. بس في نفس الوقت when you put يعني long balls like كده, everyone panics.
بالظبط, وده ده اللي حصل في الاف اي كاب, في الاف اي كاب ماتش. I think City didn't know what's going on. They didn't play a tactic like that since the start of the season, اللي هو went to panic mode زي ما انت بتقول. بالظبط.
Exactly.
انا حاسه هي go with a 3-4-3 starting off signing of the season for me. One of the closest players to my heart, even though he's only been here for a season, but his story is inspirational. He's going to be the first ever African goalkeeper to start a Champions League final. I'm proud of him. His story is emotional. I don't know if you know his story or no, but
I know his story, but his agent wasn't able to find him a club. Like today, I left leagues, going to France, then going to Chelsea. Really inspirational. It needs a lot of not only physical and training, but mental, on the mental scale as well.
And you can see him even when he plays. He doesn't take his position for granted. He doesn't take anything for granted. Here's the thing. He might not be anywhere class. He's not anywhere near Edison or anywhere near Alisson. Hatta Emi Martinez. But he has a heart. He does the basics right. And that's what we lacked with Kepa last season.
He is consistent.
بالضبط.
He doesn't save بقى حاجات in the corner أو كده. But he saves the basics and he pushes the team up front. The team feels a lot safer than before.
With him. There's more confidence in the back line. And that's what a goalkeeper is about.
Exactly. And الفكرة in the confidence في the back line ده. يعني it reduced the amount of fights that used to happen when Kepa was the goalkeeper. يعني انت the people in the back were trying برضو to help Kepa شوية by fighting with each other rather than fighting with Kepa alone.
بالضبط. It's لأن خلينا goalkeeper, and I feel like that's something that a goalkeeper and a striker share, in نص الability بتاعتهم in self confidence.
Exactly.
If you don't have self-confidence and that is shot to the ground, it does not perform not even half of what you do.
I agree.
Kepa, لما كان بيترزع جوان الموسم اللي فات, حتى أقول مثلا نصهم أو تلات أرباعهم ما كانوش غلطته أصلا. So he keeps losing confidence in himself, keeps blaming himself. أنا حاسس الباك لاين بتاعنا أو الثري سنتر باكس, it's been, I think, the same three center backs that he started with. He started with the FA Cup game and most probably will start off the Champions League game. I think he will go with the captain, Azpilicueta. on the right side, and as a libero or as a central center back, you'll go Thiago Silva. Had an amazing season so far, and I feel like on the left hand side you'll go with Antonio Rudiger. I think for the four midfielders, I think you'll go with the safest options. Alatul, he will go with Reece James. Again, great season so far. Even Ma Lampard, he's been made. Work rate is immaculate. N'Golo Kante for sure, Mr. Two Men himself, three lungs.
Kante is great.
Yeah, amazing. I feel like he won't start Jorginho.
Why?
I feel like he'll start Kovacic. For the high work rate, for the body feints, for long passes.
For long passes and doing runs as well, and being able to run as well.
And I think كمان Kovacic has a lot more stamina than Jorginho. On the left, as a left wing back, I think you go with Ben Chilwell. These are pretty obvious ones. I think these are the tricky ones, the three in attack. I see him going with the same three forwards he started the FA Cup with. لأن these three forwards were the ones that hurt City, were hurt the most. لأن City's biggest issue, وده كان بالذات مع بنجامين ميندي, عشان كده بنجامين ميندي مبقاش يشمها anymore. اللعيبة الصراع always hurt City on the counter attack. وانا حاسس ان having Ziyech Mount and Werner will really, really, really help them. Mount offers, even though he might not be the best forward, or sorry, might not be the fastest forward out of the three, but he offers that push, that energy. And Werner and Hakim Ziyech always bring that speed.
Don't you think Pulisic?
Anna, I see him using Pulisic as a super sub.
Okay.
Yeah, I see him using him. Because keep in mind, there's five subs. And if it goes to extra time, that's six. But, I mean, it is a final. So I don't think either managers will use all their subs. When it's a final, it's a really, really tactical game. Unless things are going completely tits up, يعني. بس,
في الفاينل هو everyone has a tactic. Strict, very strict tactic. لو tactic الجيم is يعني زي كده push and pull, they leave the tactic زي ما هو. بس if one or the other found the tactic is totally, totally يعني ممكن يبقى فيه كذا substitution في نفس الوقت.
We're talking about two managers كمان that do like one of their main things are tactical briefings. بالذات Guardiola وتوخيل, out of any other managers in the world, these two are experts in reading the opposition. بالذات Guardiola وتوخيل, الاثنين دول I think have the best tactical briefing skills in the world.
Well, I think كمان Tuchel, he reads the opposition better كمان.
ساعات, yes.
Mid-game.
لأن أنا بحس كمان جوارديولا عنده مشكلة, he's not tactically flexible. فلو لو جيم مش ماشي على مزاجه, fuck it, أخسره, فاهم؟
بالضبط.
بس
لا يعني بص جوارديولا,
بس لعب تيكي تاكا.
هقول لك على حاجة, لو جيم يعني is not working in the Tuchel way أو Guardiola way, إيه الفرق ما بين the two managers؟ Tuchel will make substitutions in order to implement a new tactic.
بالظبط.
أما Guardiola will use new substitutions in order to try to implement his tactic better.
The same tactic, بالظبط كده. طب انت
لا
شايف
think...
how do you think the game is gonna go down and we'll go on to the score predictions?
The game will start, I guess, يعني in the first 20 minutes كده both teams will be really careful.
That's what my guess too. I think even first 30 minutes no one is gonna aim for that goal. I think each will play it really safe.
بالظبط. City is afraid of Chelsea and Chelsea is afraid of City. Let's agree to that.
Yes.
Both teams have been يعني fighting with each other since this season. I think both يعني will take care. My predicted score line, I think it's probably a 2-1 for City.
2-1 City?
Yes. Why?
Oli.
City will start by scoring the first goal. Okay. Game, كذا pass, توصل, De Bruyne finishes one كده ببطن رجله. هذه جول. Guardiola won't hold back. He will try to score the second to end it early. Right then, Chelsea will use a counter-attack with a long ball, probably behind John Stones, and they will score another.
You don't see a scenario where Guardiola risks it. Said, "Oh fuck it, I'm in the Champions League. I might as well go out from the first minute." Well, he will want
I
to ensure to get that trophy.
I think Guardiola, since the start of this Champions League, he has been playing it safe. Unlike
the start of the season for Premier League, حتى, yeah, you guys have looked totally different this season.
Yes, يعني لا بالذات في Champions League, يا David. يعني we used to win the يعني Pep Guardiola won the Premier League before, but he got knocked out of the Champions always.
Yes.
Why? Because he didn't know how to play Champions League with City. He wants to implement his tactic and مش عارف ايه, and he didn't know how to play. يعني we got يعني knocked out before. يعني the Spurs, when we got knocked out by Spurs, لا, I was totally يعني mad and furious كمان.
لا, هي the biggest embarrassment was ليون وموناكو بصراحة, دول اللي محدش يعني يشفع له.
موناكو دي كانت كارثة. ليون وموناكو دول كانوا كارثة تانية خالص. يعني موناكو ماشي. Hey everyone, for the foreigners here in Egypt, we have an equivalent to pubs, but they serve shisha instead of drinks, or hookah instead of drinks. They're called
same here, والله.
Coffee shops. So I remember my father used to smoke before, so he used to sit in one coffee shop near Tahrir Square. So I went with him, and this wasn't a really famous coffee shop. And my dad went there a lot, so you know he had his position there, his prestige.
Yeah, he's a regular.
So, yes, exactly. He was a regular. So I gave him a call. On that day, there were only Champions League matches, and the people who used to sit there are only watch local football. So basically, the Champions League just plays in the background, يعني, as a background.
They don't care background. About it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I gave him a call and told him if you can get Manchester City and Monaco on. So they said yes. I went all the way to Tahrir Square and started and watched the game there. I was totally furious. I couldn't hold back. I kept swearing. يعني, لا. It was يعني disastrous getting knocked out against Monaco. Plus, you know, you go to school the next day or college.
بس قول حتى يعني موناكو دي كانت اول سيزن تقريبا لجوارديولا, صح؟ كان اول سيزن خالص مع سيتي, فقول دي اكسكيوزبل. هي النوت اكسكيوزبل خالص كانت ليون. ليون كان الليك خلص, كان السكواد بتاعهم كله رجع من انجري افتر اللوك داون. ات واز اونلي وان جيم. كان طريق, كان دي اللي كانت بجد, دي ما حد يعني, دي no one saw coming.
بالظبط, هي دي الفكرة بقى في بيب, ان هو قبل كده he used يعني ان هو يحط ريديكولس تاكتكس. طيب واي يعني انت بتوصل لايه بالريديكولس تاكتيك ده؟ الريديكولس تاكتيك ده جربوه في ماتش بريمير ليج لكن مش في تشامبيونز ليج خالص خالص. انت تنقي تاكتيك من اللي انت بتلعب بيهم وتعمل عليه كام موديفيكيشن وخلاص بس.
وده اللي عمله السيزون ده، ده اللي عمله السيزون ده، عشان كده يو هاد ريلي ريلي سكسسفول كامبين.
يعني واتش كده ذا سكواد، مفيش يعني اتفرج كده على النوك اوت ستيج بالذات، سيبك من الجروب، النوك اوت ستيج، النوك اوت ستيج غوارديولا واز فيري كونسيستنت بطريقه لعبه، مش زي بقى قبل كده ام جونا وين 5-3 اند ذن لوز 2-0 مش عارف ذن جولوز 1-0 اند
ليفربول وتوتنهام.
اه اكزاكتلي
ليفربول وتوتنهام.
فهي ديسايد تو بلاي سي which is I really respect the season and I hope he keeps it that way صراحه.
انت you see yourself lining up as a 4-3-3 not a 4-2-3-1 صح؟
4-3-3 of course
4-3-3. طب
انا
I have to back up my team brother بس يعني I have to be honest as well. City man like they are and I'm not gonna even share shit. Yeah, I know that they are the best team in Europe and I know we are the underdogs. No one in the right frame of mind will say that Chelsea are favorites. Hey, يبقى مجنون.
بص هو it's a point of view بس خلي بالك تشيلسي خدت ال FA Cup في السيتي، كسبت سيتي مرة في البريمير ليج.
بس البريمير ليج وال FA Cups both teams were not playing full squad.
I know
this is where it all matters. حلو. And I see the game going down and this will probably be the best case scenario for Chelsea if they do everything right. I think if they do everything right they could push City to extra time. And if that happens حاسس ان odds will go more in Chelsea's favor. Not that they are in majority in Chelsea's favor at all. That they're gonna still be in Chelsea's in City's hand. But they're gonna Chelsea's gonna have more possibility of this going the distance. Look at Chelsea's bench. They can bring on Pulisic, Callum Hudson-Odoi, Kai Havertz. Who else? Marcos Alonso. حلو. And not to belittle City's bench at all. بس attacking prowess, I should say.
بس انت you're talking خلي بالك انت بتبص على السكواد بتاع تشيلسي. The bench is almost يعني as dangerous as the main team.
بالضبط. And I feel like City, you feel like it's a second team. بالضبط.
Between the main and the sub team.
And I feel like the
sub team is a bad one, but there's the gap.
I feel it like is... in the regular time will end in a 1-1.
Okay.
Even if Chelsea gets everything right, you can't stop De Bruyne. Unfortunately, you can't stop Kevin De Bruyne. Even if you get everything right, you can still concede.
Exactly.
Either Phil Foden or Kevin De Bruyne both had magnificent seasons. بالذات بقى لو جوندوان لعب. لو جوندوان لعب دي مصيبة تانية. بس أنا if it goes the distance, Chelsea could either push it to pens أو they could win it in extra time.
Very viable option to be honest. يعني هو سيناريو برضو محطوط جدا و I think يعني it is possible too.
I think it's gonna be 2-1 after extra time or a pen or Chelsea pens win. That will be three Champions League finals going to pens.
I really like how we both agreed that both teams will score.
Yeah, هو بس As much as how many nightmares Timo Werner gave me this season, but at the end of the day, we score goals. We have scoring options. Yes, it's not favorable. And yes, they have been undermining this season. But this is the biggest game of their career.
Exactly.
If they if they don't bring their A game, you might as well stay home.
بالظبط بالظبط. وخلي بالك both teams their strong point is their attacking and midfield rather than defense. Both teams.
And I disagree. I disagree. I feel like your defense is very, very good this season. Ruben Diaz has came and shaped up that entire back line.
That's true. بصراحة روبن دياز يعني it's it was the lost piece يعني for Pep.
And he got you to the first your first ever Champions League final.
Exactly. It was Pep's missing piece حرفيا.
طب ده كده يعني we've covered ان هو ايه يعني how the game you think will go down. Who's a player from Chelsea's team you're scared of?
انا اقدر اقول let me tell you to be honest يعني
Conte,
of course.
Yeah.
Conte, يعني Conte, if he dominated the midfield, it would be a really hard game for City.
لأن بالذات إن النتيكة تاكا سيستم. Your bread and butter is your midfield. لو الميدفيلد ده متقفل عليه.
Exactly, exactly. يعني Conte يقدر يبوش. City and who they seem like they're playing tiki taka, but they're actually not. They're pushing the ball back.
They're making you possess the ball where they want to.
Exactly, exactly.
ده اللي حصل مع مدريد. ده اللي حصل مع مدريد بالظبط.
بالظبط دي خطورة كونتي.
أنا for me, I'm not gonna go the obvious route because of course everyone is scared of Kevin De Bruyne, but it's another player I'm very scared of. It's Phil Foden. Yeah. And I'm not saying that اللي هو عشان again loud خالص. So Phil Foden, and you watch him, he's an unpredictable son of a bitch, isn't he?
He's still shaping to have a certain style, but he's really unpredictable.
He's so he can shoot the ball, he can pass, he can press up. He knows how to do skills. Now knows how to play with both feet.
Exactly, that's what makes him dangerous. And he's still young, so he's really versatile in his style of play. He doesn't يعني every young player على فكرة was really versatile. يعني with potential اللي هو he became a big player now was a really versatile player بس after a while you settle to a certain way of playing.
بالظبط. لا that's a very 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 good point.
Phil Foden still shaping. That's why he's dangerous.
Because you don't know what you're gonna get.
Exactly, exactly.
And I feel a lot of people are like underestimating how mad Phil Foden was this season.
Exactly, which I totally love على فكرة, which proves that he's doing يعني his job really well. And many youngsters nowadays get a lot of hype, a lot of hype, and you don't hear about them again.
Yeah.
Especially better in Spanish teams.
Yeah. Yep. خسر رودريغيز والشباب.
Everyone is going to be the next Messi or the next Ronaldo, you know, the next مش عارف ايه. You never hear from them again.
Yep. صح.
بس for example, يعني for example, Rashford is doing really well for United.
He's doing what?
He was doing really well for United.
Yes.
For
yes.
He was carrying United foot in the Premier League.
دلوقتي بيتشتم.
بالظبط. ف ليه؟ لأن لعيب زي ده ما يقدرش يشيل فريق لسه. أنت بتحطه في سيستم يقدر يسابورت هيم as a youngster. عشان يقدر يبقى الجيم, عارف كده لما تجيب كاربون وتفضل تبريشر لحد ما يبقى جول, هو دي الفكرة.
جول in the crown. Jewel in the
exactly,
crown.
Yeah.
See, I think your jewel in the crown this season was by far Ruben Dias. He has
of course,
been amazing.
By all means, yani he was literally Pep's missing piece.
Yeah.
The Aki. The Aki. Yani we bought Nathaniel Aki for a ridiculous amount of money.
مش أكي بس يعني انت you went through a ridiculous amount of center backs يعني
تعال أكيد
وتمندي ومانجالا ومانجالا ده كان كارثة
ده was really funny one يعني أنا عمري ما شفت حد يبقى قاعد في الملعب مش عارف اللعب بيحصل فين أصلا واحد أشول بيضغط بيمينه ليه لا he had something wrong in his brain
هو كان صعب بصراحة
أما أنت بتتكلم حتى لما جبنا ستونز ستونز was good بس needed someone to support him the stones and لو ستونز ولابورتي دو كان كويس بس when Ruben Dias came everything changed بصراحة defense wise
أنا sorry أنا I think أنا ما كتبتش الباك لاين بتاعك أنت قلت تحس مين اللي هيبتدي ستونز ولا لابورتي
ستونز وروبن
Stones Diaz مش هيبتدي بلابورت؟
I don't think so.
عشان to try to match يعني Chelsea space ولا for tactical reasons؟
لا to try to match Stones يقدر يمش Chelsea space. لو كرة ممكن تلعبت اللي هو بنقوله بيسميها long ball يعني Stones can run أكتر شوية من لابورتي.
بالضبط أحسن بكتير yes.
طب يعني لابورتي لو وصلنا الوقت يعني after the 70th or 75th minute of the match and City is winning for example I think I'll put Laporte in just for the extra security
بس ده كمان I think Laporte برضو is a great center back in playing the ball same as Stones yeah. يعني بس Stones طبعا أحسن بكتير But usually Pep buys center backs that know how to pass the ball, know how to distribute. Michel classic English
and
defenders.
Buys who knows how to distribute the ball.
Pretty much all your team. Hatta goalkeeper.
Exactly. He loves anyone who knows how to distribute the ball.
كل اللعيبة 99 passing. طب انت بص انا عارف ان And I'm not trying. I know this is getting way way too late already for you, so I'm not trying to take much of your time. But tell me, and you have been a breath of fresh air for real. Tell me what it means for you, for City fans, for Guardiola to finally get that holy grail of the Champions League.
Okay, أنا خليني أقولك في perspective من ناحيتين من ناحية تشيلسي ومن ناحية سيتي. من ناحية سيتي I guess يعني it will be the crowning of Guardiola spending in City and trying to implement his tactic يعني to try to prove that he can implement his tactic anywhere at different times plus putting City in the big names not only locally but worldwide European scale by level أنا حاسس كده حاسس إن once City, خلي بالك انت in the previous seasons at the group stage everyone says City is favorable of the Champions League. But once we pass the knockout, you're like they got knocked out by any team. If Guardiola wins this, everyone will be fearing City in the Champions League. I guess. Which will open the door for more Champions League to come. I guess so. For Chelsea, but
And I totally guess, agree with you, Amatan, yes.
For Chelsea, well, I guess it will be the start of the new era for Chelsea. If Chelsea won the Champions League.
Yes, I agree.
The new era kida for Champions League will start but with the new mindset, new tactics, new everything. Chelsea won't be the team known for its the greatest defense only. La, Chelsea will be a versatile team who won the Champions League. And will be start of the new era. They'll bring big names in again. I guess.
Who do you think wants it more?
City, of course. Of course, City.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think...
Not because I'm a City fan. Because City have been.
Well, and I agree. I agree, Taban. Yani, after all of this, main objective to bring Guardiola, because you've won the Premier League and Capital One Cup and FA Cup without Guardiola before.
Yes.
Guardiola was brought in for one reason and one reason only: bring the European Cup home. And I feel pressure is on City for this game. Taban, there is pressure on Chelsea, but it's not as much on Chelsea, Taban, as it is on City. Because like we talked about, the jewel and the crown. They have that crown. They have a lot of jewels, but they're missing that blue rare stone in the crown. You know what I mean?
I know they have many stones, but not the big one.
But not the big one, exactly. And not the Holy Grail. And I feel like pressure is on Guardiola and his players. And I feel like that's what Chelsea could use that to their advantage. Like, all the finals they have been to, they were the underdogs.
Exactly.
United and Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich, they were massive underdogs. They went to Munich in their hometown, in their own stadium.
I agree.
And Chelsea finished sixth in the league that year. They had a horrible season.
Yes.
I feel like this could be Chelsea's strength, that the pressure is off. We achieve top four. This game doesn't mean everything to us like it does to City.
Yes, I guess. Because Kevin Chelsea, Tuchel, they're really still building the team. So they have less pressure.
Exactly. When Tuchel took over, Chelsea was 10th in the league.
Yes, and they were playing Yanni really bad, to be honest.
They were horrible. I'm not gonna even argue. They were not good. The board will be crazy to get rid of Tuchel, Taban. Yani, there is no way. Even had he not achieved top four, he would have. In my opinion, I would have still given him a new contract.
Yes. To be honest, I love Tuchel is working with Chelsea in a really good way. To be honest, Yani, so with the players or with the results and everything. Yani, Chelsea squad needed a right coach to help boost them shwaya. Yani, not any coach can play with this Chelsea squad. Khalas, not any coach can manage this Chelsea squad.
A lot of egos.
Exactly. Especially, you know, Tuchel was a manager who used to manage Paris Saint-Germain. To convert from this quality of players, and I actually have really good results with City being all crazy with its results and Leicester pushing so hard, Man United with Solskjaer and everything, and achieve these results with a team that looks good playing football. No, hats off to Tuchel. And I guess if he brought his own, his needed signings, Chelsea would be really...
I think if they make the right buys, they will definitely be a title contender for sure.
Of course, they'll be a threat to every Premier League team.
Yes, there's just that killer instinct missing. Let's stop drift off and talk about one last thing. What do you think City's main weakness is?
City's main weakness? The previous years or this one?
In this final or in this season in general? Like, what could Chelsea use against them?
The left-back position. All day long.
Really?
Yes.
And I agree with you. I remember our match in the league. Reece James was feasting on Benjamin Mendy.
Yes, I agree.
عمل من وشه كزامة
ده حقيقي ده حقيقي. I guess the left back position, أنا I don't know why Guardiola does this يعني بصراحة. يعني our left backs are the, يعني هو حرفيا it's the poorest position in City. يعني let's كده review the three names. Zinchenko, still young, he fills in the place but he doesn't add the spice to it. You get me? يعني he just fills the place in a good way, doesn't make mistakes, tries to keep him in a position, but ups and downs. Cancelo, it's not his original position.
And he's right-footed.
Exactly. So it's really hard. It's really hard. He tries to block the ball with his body, usually. Mendy, يعني مش عارف أقول إيه. Shut up.
انا مش عارف ايه اللي حصل له. يعني المفروض مندي ده جاي بخناقه, يعني مندي ده جاي جوارديولا يعني مراهن الريبيتيشن بتاعته عليه.
ده حقيقي. كل الناس كل لعيبه اللي بتيجي بخناقه ملهاش اي لازمه.
This is just extra pressure for no fucking reason.
Exactly. يعني ما يعني مش ده اللي هيقلب الدنيا قوي.
بالظبط. انا the weakness
ريال مدريد هازارد حاجات كتير.
ايه بتقول ايه؟ معلش قول تاني.
بقول نفس الموضوع حصل مع مالكم في برشلونه, هازارد وريال مدريد. لعيب بيجي بالخناق ده يوجولي
وكوتينيو
اي لعيب جه بالخناق ده, يعني يمنشن كده وان نيم لعيب جه بالخناق وسكسيدد.
ماود سي مثلا لويس فيجو.
Exactly. بص بقى انت رجعت لانت
يعني 98.
Exactly. ورونالدو.
ورونالدو يا اكيد رونالدو.
بس هو نفس الكيس اصلا بس زمان يعني.
بس these players فاهم, احنا we're talking about football gods that could handle this much pressure. بس مش لعيب عنده 19 سنه.
Exactly. Especially nowadays على فكره nowadays if you noticed football players are becoming يعني mentally weaker than
before. They're more exposed. Like people are realizing ان هم human beings. They read the social media comments. They read the abuse online.
Exactly. وكمان خلي بالك ال online has a really huge influence on the players. Back then يعني used to watch football, they get booed at, they get insulted, the players would fight back, you know, give them the finger, insult them and so or ignore. But on social media, you can't run from it. You find people going to your home, you find people threatening your pay. Let's see if they're threatening, يعني they used to threaten people من زمان. But you find everyone focused on every tiny detail and every mistake.
يا ويلك تغلط بالزبط.
بالزبط. They fall on, especially the young ones. يعني social media is very dangerous for them. Really dangerous.
I know. And it's honestly, it's like and if you're a person that really gets off the internet and abuses someone for and calling their names for like a mischance or a mistake on the pitch, like grow up, get a life. يعني these people are human beings and they have mental health just like us.
Exactly.
Get a life.
Yeah. But that's not the case in Marwan Mohsen's one. راح.
لا ده قصة ثانية.
ده مصيبة ثانية. ده ما ينفعش العالم يعرف عنها. خليها بالعربي.
ده بلوة. ده إله كرة القدم بتاعه.
بالظبط. ده حاجة كده اللورد بقى.
أنا for Chelsea it's pretty obvious طبعا the biggest weakness. Just scoring fucking goals. We can't score for the life of us.
ده حقيقي.
I can't tell you how many games.
بيضيعها دي ساعات بتبقى محتاج نص واحد.
مش فيرنر بس, حتى ده فيرنر وزياش وهافر كل ده بيضيعوا. I'm فاكر ماتش أستون فيلا on the final day he missed an open goal. يا عم الحق احنا في عرض نقطة.
تشيلسي يعني عارف when you got an ultimate team full of dribblers and fast paced players with like يعني 67 finishing
حاجة كده.
Within 4 months, so they get like 80 حاجة finishing, but they don't finish like an absolute striker كده.
أنا ما أعرفش أنت تتفرج على على NBA ولا لا, بس أنا I'm gonna use an NBA metaphor. Last year,
I don't watch, but I don't mind يعني.
Last year, I think the Clippers, which in the LA Clippers, got Kawhi Leonard, which is a finals winner. We got Paul George, which is one of the best defensive players. They had Montrezl Harrell, one of the best two-way players. كان عندهم team is so stacked, بس كان عندهم مصيبة إن اللعيبة كلها شبه بعض. دي المشكلة في تشيلسي.
حقيقي.
وانا حاسس ان الوحيد اللي بيكسر القاعده دي, and that's why he's the player of the season, Mason fucking Mount. هو الوحيد اللي takes the initiative, هو الوحيد اللي gets something out of nothing. And he breaks that rule. مشكله تشيلسي عندهم لعيبه كتير شبه بعضها. A lot of people are doing the same exact thing,
running.
It's a recipe for disaster. يعني. I feel like if City defends well, which they do, to be fair, they defend very well, especially this season. If they defend well, they don't give away easy chances, and they force us to play the hard ball, which we're not good at. I think City not only has a chance to win the final, but they have a chance to get away with a clean sheet in a final.
That's possible somehow.
It's very possible.
I think it is fair. I think it is.
If they force us, I think this could be City's game. But say if they play their cards right. So far, يعني Chelsea has been the bogey team for City so far. But here's the thing, it could play a psychological factor, but it could also fuel City more to try and push for a win.
Yes, maybe.
This is what City wants. This is what City needs, that European Cup. That's it.
Exactly, it should be enough motivation for them, يعني. I left you the FA Cup, now you give me the Champions.
يا ريت نكسبنا الـ FA Cup. حاجة فاروق, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. I can't tell you, you have been a breath of fresh air.
You too, والله, you too. فعلا. And I mean it, it's very light and very informative كمان, يعني hearing about Chelsea. And so, يعني, you're someone who understands, which is really enjoyable. The خفيف ولذيذ. It's like a friendly conversation in a good view, يعني, or a cozy place.
Bro, we're always gonna invite you back. You're always welcome here. This is your second home. And don't worry, no one is gonna hold that you support City against you.
I don't mind. I'm used to it. But it's okay.
You get used to it by the time. I'm a Chelsea fan, bro. I've dealt with it my whole life.
you get used to it. يعني. After that, I'm old كده and gray. يعني when supporting City is normal. خلاص ممكن ساعتها.
يعني أنا at least منافسيني حمير. يعني أنا at least منافسيني أرسنال وتوتنهام. No comparison. أنت عندك مصيبة جنبك بس السيتي.
بصراحة يعني السبيرز بتاع ده, السبيرز يعني دي بتشيل ضحك جامد قوي, هي وأرسنال عن تشيلسي بصراحة. يعني.
هم يستحقوا بصراحة, هم يستحقوا كمية الضحك اللي
يعني دايما داون كده ما بيطلعوش خالص بصراحة. فإيه يعني قول يونايتد بيجي لها طلعات كده ما تبقى خطر. أما التانيين دول كل ما تقول إن فيهم أمل بيعملوا حاجة متخلفة بصراحة.
البايز غلط, على أونرشيب غلط, على سكاوتينج غلط. يعني أنت عارف مثلا كله نافس. In the era of domination between City وليفربول وتشيلسي, ليستر نفست وكسبت, ليفربول نفست وكسبت, even though they went through a huge rebuild مع كلوب. حلو, كله رجع واتليست نافس, if not ما كسبش.
ده حقيقي.
الا الاثنين دول.
ده حقيقي روح
حتى اسهل اكيد في مشكله فيهم
البريمير ليج في اسهل سيزون ليهم
سيم. الارسنال وتوتنهام دول يعني بجد مسكوا التروفي ورموها
ده حقيقي.
فاروق, before we leave off, if people wanna reach you on, so that's your personal preference, لو مش عايز مش مشكلة. People wanna reach you on social media, where can they find you? Could you have a Twitter account?
I have an Instagram, an athletic Instagram account, which I use for business and everything.
Perfect. Yeah, if you wanna shout that out.
Okay, you can follow me. You can find me on Instagram at Faruq Sabit. أو فاروق ثابت FAROUQ SABET.
I think I already follow you, pretty sure. And for me, my Twitter account is Egyptian FUP, so EGYPTIAN. And just one word, no dashes, no periods, nothing. Ethiopi. And the podcast itself has a Twitter account and an Instagram account. It's called the Franco FRANCOPL Show. SHOW. Just all one word, all lowercase.
Yep, I found it.
Faruq, it's been an absolute pleasure. Do you have any last words or any other comments before we end here?
Yes, I'd like to thank you so much for this opportunity. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the talk. And I really hope we have a really good final and a lot of big games to have a lot of more podcasts in the future.
Bro, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. I feel like this game could possibly be a beginning of a rivalry between the two clubs.
Yeah, they're
already rivals, يعني, so I feel like this could be the spark of Loa end to end. Let's have a great final and may the best team win.
May the best team win.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Me too, to be honest. Me too.
I want to personally thank you for
everyone.
Go ahead.
For everyone here, you know that I never met David physically. He's always been an online friend, a pen pal, because we met each other through a FIFA Ultimate Team group, and since yes. then became friends.
Bro, I don't think I've met any of you in person. لأن أنا سافرت من مصر around 2014. فأراوند ما كان الجروب بيتشهر.
كنا لسه بنبدأ.
كنت أنا سافرت بس for real. أنتوا كلكم إخواتي. أنا I have really really great communication with you, with a lot of people. I've gained so many lifelong friends, and if I ever go back to Egypt, you guys are first to visit and hang out on the top of my bucket list for sure.
احنا وشوي around بقى كل حتة دلوقتي
حبيبي يا اسطى. انا من شبرا على فكرة, ما يغركش بس الانجليزي وبتاع.
لا ما تلاقش بس برضه اللي فيفا بقى في الحاجات الجديدة.
خلصان ماشي حبيبي. Thank you so much for your time and all your dedication. I know it's going into 5 AM right now. But thank you so so much, Habibi. And enjoy the final tomorrow. If you win, I will personally congratulate you.
Same goes here, right?
Habibi, and I can't wait. Let's have a good final.
I hope so.
Thank you for everyone who listened to this. Thank you so so much for your time. It's been an utmost pleasure covering this season, going into the very very last game of it. We'll do for sure some more episodes with Faruq and with Martin and with Omar, with everyone else. Even try to get them all in one podcast to try to round up this season, round up the transfer, and round up the Premier League in general. That has been a complete blowout by City. But we'll for sure dive into this more, even with transfers and everything. This is for sure not the end of this season. Farouk, thank you again. Have a great night. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.